some of the richness of the traditional languages that we have, Arabic, Farsi, Urdu, Gujarati, whatever it may be. I have a short poem for it, doing exactly the same thing in the topic of this short poem is, what is the value of the drop or the tear that flows when you remember Hades Allah? And the part is pointing towards the path of change, and the point is asking some very rhetorical questions of himself, which we need to ask as we come to the end of the day of this prayer of Allah. As my brother said rightly, that this Allah continues. The trials and tribulations did not end with the day of Ashura, they began with the day of Ashura. The struggle began. The conflict of Ajahnari began after, which is what we are participating there. And we need to take stock as we come to the end of this phase, and we need to think in terms of beginning for the next phase. Every revolution has sacrifices, has blood, has sacrifices. Then that revolution also has a lesson. If the Kafala that left from Karbala, to go to Kufa and Sham and then on to Medina, had not given that message to the world at large, perhaps all people would have thought at that time was that the Yazid had crushed a rebel over his own body. This was the fate of the ignorance of the Muslim woman so shortly after the death of our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Moreover, in Al-Fatihah ka unwan hai, hazardaron ke aansuo ki qeemat kya hai? Hazardaron ke एक आंसू की कीमत क्या हो सकती है? शायद कहता है कि गुरुए शहर का खंजर है, गुरुए शहर का खंजर है, शहादत और क्या होती? गुरुए शहर का खंजर है, शहादत और क्या होती? बकाए दी किताब अक्षर जमानत और क्या? Bakaye di kitab mehshar until the day of judgment. Bakaye di for the establishment, for the maintenance, for keeping that message alive. Zamanat aur kya hogi? What else? What other factors do you have? It is not been for this sacrifice as a martyrdom of wrong judgment. And then the poet talks about different people, different personalities. Goes to Arshad Zahur, Mubarak Khur Ko Aana Khidmat Sardar Jannat Mein, Mubarak Khur Ho, Khur Kaini Hidra, he says, Mubarak Khur Ko Aana Khidmat Sardar Jannat Mein, नहीं है अगर ये जन्नत तो जन्नत और क्या? He was a mover. You remember that Ahmad Rahul said when he was moving from one camp to another. He said, I can see Jannat and Jahannam. These were his words. Mu'mineen, tonight is Shab-e Ashura. Tonight is a night of reflection. Tonight was a night where in the time of Imam Hussain al-Islam on this night, they say that there was a sound that was coming out, which was a sound of the buzzing of the bees. What was that? And they left the night and asked for, so that this shuhada, these martyrs were able to continue with ibadah all night long. This was the night. And these were the personalities. Talking about the Rebbe Yehuda, the poet says, شبيه أحمد المرسل جمع بيت الزمان سبع مرات شبيه أحمد المرسل جمع بيت سبع مرات ثم بعد نظر أكبر حضرت صفر حسيني في وضاحة أرضا بسرطة فائد ومفادة This was the Shahada. This was the sacrifice to see that there is a character, that there is a maintenance, that there is a constancy, that there is that state where the message sound continues to remain until today. He put the mouth, Zainab kar rahi hai apne andar ko. بہت دماغ زینب کر رہی ہے اپنے عدد کو رہے حب نے شکستہ دل کی ہمت اور کیا جس وجہ سے ایک قرد اینڈ اینڈ امام حسین علیہ السلام بین فیکٹ بلاج میں حضرت علی اکبر ضعیفی میں جواب دیتے کی میت باپ لاتا ضعیفی میں جوان بیٹے کی میت باپ لاتا ہے رضا اور صبر کی اللہ طاقت اور کیا These are the words we need to reflect upon as to what these feelings were and what is it that we have that ended. So, Mother Rizabha, Kakke Bhadu, who was the Shak, Gire Abbas Gore se, کٹے بازو ہوا اچھا شک گیر عباس دوڑے سے وفا کے ناز کرنے کو اخوت اور کیا ہو that same to a brother then you lose your arms you lose your head where else can you find the love of one brother for another بلد کے ہاتھ پر دم توڑتا ہے رومال زمین کربلا بسنا قیامت اور کیا ہوگی بٹ ناؤ دی پوائنٹ ریمائنڈر شہادت کو اگر پوچھو زبانی یاد کے لے کے شہادت کو اگر پوچھو زبانی یاد ہے لیکن بلایا ہم نے مقصد غفلت اور کیا بائی میئر رینوویشن بائی میئر ورڈ وی کنٹینیو ان دس ریچول اینڈ پروجیکٹ دی ایسنس آف دا سیکریفائس شاید سے غفلت اور کیا ignorance, the forgetfulness. The word Dhamma has so many meanings. No master, jis pe ho kurban ruho jane payambar, wo master, jis pe ho kurban ruho jane payambar, na ho us par amal, to kabahat aur kya ho. Idea of action upon the message that we have received. Wo maqsad jiske baad sar gaya pagal zahran mein usi maqsad se hum bhage safahat aur kya something that we need to ponder say that where is this thing and inshallah in the few minutes that we have left I will try and remind myself and everybody else here. But let's look at this concept that leadership when it comes to Islam must be and is and should be in harmony with Tawheed. Refusing by the offer of allegiance, what Imam did was that he challenged Jabir's right to lead. This was the essential fact of Quran. And the essence of this concept life in the basis of La ilaha illallah, we have gone through that to say there is no other way. And the leadership ultimately left in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the sentiment of Sakala was nothing less. That leadership must be in harmony with this grain of coffee. In Islam, the concept of leadership is derived from the doctrine of God. There is no other authority. There is no other power. And this time, the Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never claimed to be himself more than a person to whom Allah has revealed the truth. He claimed himself to be the messenger. He came to the one who wanted to be an example for others. And the Quran also declared him as an example. He never claimed to be a founder of Islam. He was a messenger. He is the messenger. And this is another message that the orientation of Prophet raises to try and cut us off from the ever-arriving tradition of faith and going even further back. That's the very first message when Hazrat Adam was taught the name, it was the message of Prophet. It was the message of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which would be inculcated in many of the religions and religions, the faith of the angels. The Oriental Mystery, even in textbooks, there was a time here in the United States and elsewhere, that it is written that Muhammad was a founder of Islam. As a matter of fact, he was this very word, which resulted in one initiative that I know, there may be others, that a father reading this 15 to 20 years ago, in a textbook of his daughter living in California in Los Angeles, goes to the school and says that this is wrong, Muhammad is not the founder of Islam, he was the messenger of God who got the message. The short story about that is that one man's quest in trying to correct the myth in the United States textbook has resulted in the setting up of an organization for the Council of Islamic Education, which is run by a brother called Shabir Mansouri, who today has become, or the CIE has become, an institution where the United States textbook publishers consult the CIE before they write anything about it. Today we have managed to see that within the social studies textbooks, no less than 60 to 70 pages and it incorporated about Islam and Muslims in the state of California and Texas. Because one parent's quest, when he left his marketing career, and he went deeply into this one thing next to another, and he's been able to do this, what I'm trying to suggest here, is that when we think in those times, when we think positively of faith, as to what it is that we can do, in addition to remembering and lamenting, that if one of us takes up a path, a call, it's a call to grant to suggest that Allah helps us in such a way that we cannot even imagine. Can you imagine that if there are more people who would actually think for it and take a positive approach, rather than saying that the media is lobbying us, is trying to portray Islam in that light, I do nothing about even sending a single email to the producer of that program and implementing to my friends. It's not going to work any good. The idea is that this method of Kabbalah is something that teaches us as to what the fundamentals are. And if we were to take action, there is much that we can do more in, and these are the opportunities living in this land that we have an opportunity to be able to do this. And so much more that when 60 pages of information about Islam and the Muslim world are incorporated, the Jews took an exception to that in a conference that his brother was attending. And they said, how come that you have so much, given so much to Islam? And he stands up and he said, don't complain as to how much coverage has been given to Islam in the United States textbook. Let me show you, my Jewish friends, how you can incorporate the 18th of July, my friends. Don't say this so much, you only faith-based initiative, and therefore instead of challenging this, he went more to challenge and justify it through the faith-based design of the system. This is the case of how we interact in a society that we live in, rather than being, you know, within ourselves, being exclusive. The idea is to see that we are able to put forth our experiences, because if Judaism is portrayed and Christianity is portrayed and Islam is portrayed, you certainly have the confidence that somebody will see the light, somebody will be able to see that there is a correct path, will be able to judge for himself as to where the truth lies. Is that what the teaching of Moreno Pekin when he told the man that he got himself tangled into an argument, into a very intricate argument that was established, where the truth is relentless when there are even the truth of the other person? So, to move on, introducing the Holy Quran and by himself, as Rasulullah, what was his function? Firstly, to receive the divine message. And then his function was to spread that message. And thirdly, his function was to show and to see that that message was implemented and carried out. This, in a nutshell, was one of the responsibilities of the Holy Quran. And when we look further, the intercessors of the Holy Prophet also had similar views. The divine message had been received. So Lari Walata was later, they want to spread that message, the Holy Prophet of Islam did it. At the same time, the idea of succession was that it was an issue of spreading the message and showing and seeing that it was carried out. I don't get into the debate of succession because that is neither the ending nor do I have time to actually go into it. But as long as we understand that the idea of succession was to see that the message was spread and to actually show an influence and also see that it was carried out. So these were models, these were the paradigms. These were the people that one would follow in order to understand the message and know how to use it. But the central core remains that the message remains unchanging. The message that was brought by the Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remain unchanged. This means Tawheed, that all authority belongs to Allah, and therefore leadership gives it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the ultimate leadership. No one has the authority to change that message. Yazid tried to change it. And Imam said that Islam rose against it to preserve the religion of Allah. This is the core issue at stake. During the time of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the leadership was rested in him. After him, he intercepted. This was, of course, as I said, it's not the end of this discussion. From our perspective, the Shia's leadership, or the leadership, is rested from Imam Ali al Islam to Imam al-Zamana and the Allah of leading to a natural progression of the submission that I'm trying to make. We need to be very clear in our story when you talk about leadership in Israel. And this is the leadership. That today, it is the leadership of Imam al-Zamana and the Allah of that we all operate under. And that is the leadership. The ultimate leadership is better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these are the divinely appointed, the divinely inspired leaders that we follow. So, we need to be absolutely clear. And proof, there are lectures, there are books on this issue. Please go and look at it yourself, the concept of imama is also part of the religion. If I were to tell you something and you believe that it's something that you don't allow, there has to be tahkim. Imama is part of Risala. And Risala is a fundamental issue in terms of Muslim. We need to understand where we are. I'm not putting that, I could really preach into the choir, I'm not going to do that. But your authority to read is in Islam, as we understand it, is neither by nomination, nor by selection, nor by shura. It is not a man-made process, but it is by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the concept of leadership as we understand it. And Sadhguru's struggle was not for any personal position. He was not the starting right of leadership. Imam was very clear in his mind about the issue of leadership. He did not need to prove very many answers to where leadership lay. But the idea of standing up against Yazid, when you look at his moral, to demonstrate the criteria of that leadership. What is the criteria of leadership? And where to be learned those lessons? But in Karbala, then we will see as to who are the people who showed that leadership. What was the criteria for the leadership? I think Taqwa is the first and the foremost question when it comes to the question of leadership. Knowledge of the truth, without these two elements, there can be no claim to authority and leadership. And the purpose of leadership, as we understand it, is to guide and keep people on Qiyadul Mustaqim, on the path that has been laid out for us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the path of leadership. It is not anything else. It is not, for example, what some leaders say, like Mahatma Gandhi says in terms of leadership. He says that therefore my people, Gandhi says, therefore my people, I must follow them because I am the leader. Think about it. That's what he says. This is not a question of a leadership in terms of where the wind is going to blow, or where it is going to be more politically experienced, we need to say. Leadership is and must be on the basis of saying that this is the path of God and Musa King. This is the concept of leadership. What kind of leaders are elected? And these lessons apply to us. These lessons are applied to us. Whether in any society there are leadership is required. Leadership is required within a family. Leadership is required in a society. Leadership is required in a project. Leadership is required in business. And there are courses and what have you. We are having a lesson in what Islam believes in terms of the criteria for leadership. That those who keep people away from class and society. These are the kind of leaders which are rejected by Islam. And those who block people from going on the path of justice. You have it? And what they see within the Muslim Ummah, the so-called leaders, and they have got to see, we have got to see whether this idea is peaceful. Are they leading people away? That they don't deserve leadership. I talk about leadership in a general way. When you talk about specific divine leadership, that is the leadership of our entire Muslim family, which is the only one for every other level of leadership before. So, leadership and tribal of the king, this statement suggests a movement for the past. Now, I can do no better than quote a controversial figure, yet a figure in the Muslim community, Dr. Ali Sharif, during this time, talking about the state of the society around it at that time under the church. And he was talking about certain rituals and so on and so forth. And Ali Sharif is saying, and I quote him, he says, that true, we are on this path of Siraj al-Mustaqim. Our society is on the path of Siraj al-Mustaqim. But what we are doing is, we are not progressing on this path. All we are doing is that we are sitting by the table on the path that we are doing, on the sidewalk. We are sitting on the sidewalk. We are decorating the sidewalk with trees and flowers and all nice things, but we are not moving. And he was talking about the society at the time. Mu'minin, we have beautiful structures that we will be having. Inshallah, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the next Muharram Majalis we have in a beautiful center that we will be in. But if there is no movement, if there is no progression on the part of the community, on the part of the Adam Mustaqim, however beautiful that building may be, we will only be decorating the past. We will be decorating the sidewalk. And therefore, it's the next movement. And leadership means at every level to see that the leadership is able, under the guidance of the teaching of the Imam Muslim, is able to move them in the right direction. That is the criteria, that is what I'm going to do. And for us, there is a continuity. There is an absolute continuity in terms of how we proceed with thinking about our leadership until today. Until the door of the Imam, the Imam in Gaza is the leader, and the mantle for the leadership is passed on to the ulama, to the mustahideen, to provide leadership to the ummah. That is the progression that we are talking about. And this is something that we need to understand, that the Imam is our leader, and that leadership is passed on to the ulama, to the scholars. Islam has already returned in order to be for a minute of this. Let me be very, very candid and clear about this. We do not have ministers of religion where we have somebody ministers to us about my spiritual path. We don't have what we call a class priest within Islam. That there is a pontiff, and then there is a focus around the pontiff, and that there has got to be a certain kind of a surrounding, and a certain kind of certification, and a certain kind of dress that is going to be when you have what you call class priesthood in Christianity, and even in certain other faiths which are sometimes seen so close. We don't have class priesthood in Islam. And we need to think very clearly when we think leadership. The ulama, the word ulama is the plural of the word alim, and alim is a scholar. So it is a scholar, whether they are the fuqaha, the jurisprudents, whether they are the kalimun, the theologians, or whether they are the urafa, the gnostics. These are the people who have the merit of leadership in the raiva of Imam al-Zamana, ajalallahu ta'ala. The concept of Tafid, the concept of Ijtihad, the concept of a Muslim, have that basis. But at the same time, we must not fall into the trap of looking at a particular God in terms of following. There is no class priesthood. An Imam of the Jama'at can be, doesn't have to go to a particular school to get a license to lead prayer. It is knowledge, it is taqwa. It is one being an adil, one conducting himself in the right, in the correct manner. A lay person is able to lead prayer. Why? Because Islam is encouraging that kind of leadership. There is leadership at every level. There is a leadership of the family. There is a leadership of the community. The Imam al-Jama'ah is called Imam al-Jama'ah because he is the leader of the Jama'ah prayer. There is no class priesthood. There is no license that is issued in Rome or in Vatican or from Edmund, from Lennon or from Cornwall to say that such and such person now has a license to lead prayer. The idea is that every moment in a society needs to move to a path to say that in Imam al-Jama'ah, every person praying behind him is Imamul, so that if something happens to the Imam, the Imamul can stand up and conduct his prayer and continue with it. That is the part of progression that we talk about. That when there is a society, when there is a society which is based on the correct understanding of Islam, of knowledge, the level of taqwa, a non-Sikh society, it is a society of the people of Taqwa, of the Muttaqoon, that leadership will arise, which will be a leadership of Taqwa. This is the basis upon which we need to understand the context of Tawheed, the context of leadership in Islam, and this is what we struggle of the matter of Taylor Islam, a temple that will teach us the criteria of leadership in Islam. Let me move on very quickly to summarize that leadership is in harmony with Tawheed, that Allah is the only authority, leadership of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Ayman in Islam is a matter of divine trust. Leadership is not political power, but a social responsibility. When it comes down to this day and age, in the life of Muhammad Islam, it is not to be monopolized by a group, a race, or a nation. Moral authority in terms of leadership is for those who uphold the truth. That is the basis, that is the understanding that we have in terms of leadership. So what does Imam say in leadership? His intellect, which encompasses Islam in its entirety. First, let me show that leadership. I mentioned to Arafa maybe a few sentences from it, which is sufficient to keep us living for months, to try to understand one sentence from the Arafa. We think of one of saying, and truly we do, this is a vision we have, of someone who has taken so much under the day of Ashura. Where do we visualize him? Say, Halim Nasir and Sunna. That's what we envision him. That here was a man who had been into so much grief and sorrow. But how would you try and go back and say, what is it that you want to carry from faith? And what are you worth portraying about what he is? Whether it is in his sermon, whether it is in Dua'an, whether it is in his high level of influence, it was an interest that they compassed his sermon in his entirety. And that is the way of the Imam. That is the way of the Imam, every one of them that you know. These are the models, these are the guidance. And his movement, particularly at Karbala, spread from justice, goodness and truth. This is the fundamental understanding. And he was a signal for the meaning of a person who lived with Allah, sought inspiration from Allah in all aspects of his personality. Therefore, he was a role model that we need to know. So, this is where we are today. Whoever is the Taqala of Hussein cannot create allegiance to the oppressor, nor can such a person fight alongside an oppressor, or excuse an oppressor, or justify his oppressor. This is a piece. I forget the full Urdu couplet, but the line that I remember is that Jafarong Khamoshi, Jafarong Khamoshi, Jafarong Khamoshi, to stay quiet upon an injustice being done is to support the injustice. This is the message of Tawheed. It applies today. It applies to the 75% of refugees of this world are Muslims. Who is standing up for them? Those who do are doing the work of Tawheed as well, who live in their comfortable homes. What that particular news on the CNN or the Fox television and say, oh my God, look at the state of the Muslims, and then go out and have a nice bowl of ice cream and go to sleep, is only doing a lip service. Mouthing gratitude about Islam. What have I done to my fellow Muslims? Yes, there is an oppression, whether that is in Palestine, whether that is in Chechnya, whether that is in Kashmir, whether that is in Bosnia, whether that is in India, as it is happening, or whether that is in Pakistan, where 300 of the leaders of this community have been killed. We have 79 to 80 doctors who have been martyrized just because they are in the Dawah from Al-Husayn. How many of
have denied the problem of longing to see that Mu'mineen are being killed by the Wahhabi settlers. And the idea is that sometimes you go to a gathering, like this, a gathering we are called, Zakirin, please God, don't get involved in politics. Please, this is not a place for politics. This is not politics. This is human rights. This is a level of travel. And this is what we need to do. That whoever is the disciple of Hussein cannot pay allegiance to an oppressor. No allegiance to a person's life alongside an oppressor, or excuse an oppressor, or justify an oppressor. These are the words which are bolded here, are the words of a great scholar, a great living scholar, who doesn't make his word. He is in the contemporary time. This is Sayyid Muhammad Hussain Fazlullah. And this is what he wrote recently in a message that he has sent to the Mu'mineen around the world. He said, Rabb Muhammad Hussain, there was shortness of tears when they are the tears of history. Shortness your tears when they are tears of history. And let them flow when they are tears of the oppressed and the downtrodden human being. Do you understand the import of this word? That the tears of history should be shortened, but the tears for those who suffer are the ones, and that is where we are going to pay tribute to Sayyid al-Shuhada, to say, Ya Hussein, we came and we cried for you, but at the same time, we cried for those who were oppressed. If you are being oppressed, can see what Kabbalah can do for you. The uprising, the revolution brought about by Imam Khomeini. There were so many other non-Muslims, particularly the Mujahideen, people of South Africa, who were some hope to say, if the Shah of Iran can go, there's no going to be a party. It was the impact of somebody who was cheap, who was knowledgeable about the cheating of Ahmed Zaytan in Islam, and he was carrying on the mantle in the life of the Imam Jamal al-Jabalah. For example, there was a scholar to be the nation. This is the way. And the question is, do you wish to be like today? Then he writes further, if so, the issue is not to cry much, even though crying is needed. Do you wish to be like today? If so, the issue is not to cry much, even though crying is needed. And the issue is not to mourn much and beat yourself, but it is to mourn them. But instead, the issue is to face reality in its entirety and live that reality as Imam Hussain and his family. The chosen ones of his family and his companions. The martyrs of Karbala Nation. They did not remain neutral in the face of the reality of oppression and harm. This is what happened in Karbala. He was non-Muslim. Non-Muslim. Christian. Wahab was a Christian. He was fasting through Karbala. And newly raised young man fasting through Karbala. When he hears the pain, when he hears of the oppression, he stands up with Hussein. This is a call to humanity. And this is the language of the oppressor and the oppressed. And Karbala is a solution. Karbala was a solution then. Karbala is a solution today. It's not a matter of faith, and that is why this is what we saw in Karbala. That then those were the people who actually moved with the faith. It's a movement. It's a movement of the Rabbi Mustafa. It's a movement. Where have you never been sure that faith was not a criterion when it comes to moving against your faith? The seniors cannot say that now it is for the young to move. Abu al-Namadai was a role model for an angel, that angel was a crisis. The youth of Fatih ibn Hassan, honoring Muhammad's name, and when they say that we may not be old enough to do jihad, but truth is why we were born, when those who were fighting against oppression to age is not a crisis. The bravery of Fatih ibn Hassan, it is to be epitomized, it is to be remembered, we cry about it.
But he says in just the name of his society to say that wherever there is oppression, and there is oppression within our own society, there are many issues within our own society, our own demand, our own community, where there are instances of oppression within families, within communities, one has to speak up. The influence of suffrage. There are many. When he pursues his right tongue or his left, was able to move masses. That was his job. And during that, and after that moment, he was the bravery of the leaders that took forth this revolution. So, when we move with Imam Hussein, let us think of this, that not just move with Hussein in history. Sure, we will remember this is the type of movement. That movement in reality, in revolution and in change. The first revolution that began is with ourselves. It is a revolution, it is a change that happens. There is a couplet in Urdu in terms of change, and tonight we remember that. And the Urdu couplet says, that Jehware Beshir Per Roye Ko Bahar. Jehware Beshir Per Roye Ko Bahar. Upon the trip of Al-Nasr, I will flow the tears. Jehware Zindagi Me'ashe Rasi. Jehware Beshir Per Roye Ko Bahar. Jehware Zindagi Me'ashe Nasri. That in the trip of this life, those very eyes have remained shut. This is not the way that moving is obtained. Moving, these are words that come because when they see stagnation around the world, and this is why we are in the state that we are in. I began with identifying the problems of the Muslim Ummah. I was not ready to solution. The solution lies in correct thinking. The solution lies in living Tawheed. And the solution lies in the message of Kabbalah, which is the one who calls me. He said that we have to move, nobody has to come and solve our problems for ourselves. So, the Azariah faith has a function. It must become an irreversible instrument of belief. We need to ensure that this Azariah is a function, is a purpose. We build this center. We have the Azhar as a purpose. That our children do not grow up to accept Azhar Hussein as just a ritualistic activity. We need to ensure that we show them that this is not the Christian based on atonement, that we don't gather here to cry upon Hussein so that our sins can be atoned. And we have sometimes been guided from this very context to say that if you cry or if you make a faith that is crying, then you will go to them. This is not atonement, Mu'min, this is revolution. This is a revolution move. And this is what Imam advised when he did. When somebody came to him claiming that he was a Shia, Imam advised this Muslim who was claiming to be a Shia to fear Allah and not to make a false claim. This is what he was saying. That left on the day of judgment, you are raised with a liar. Imam said, our Shia is the one whose heart is pure of menace. Deception and corruption, his words and deeds are only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, this is a test. So, Mu'mineen, as we come to the end of this Azhar, do we intend to make a commitment to Imam Hussein's objectives or not? That is a question. Each one of us will answer. Or do we wish to continue to complacently sit in our current state, praying you can let me decide with lip service, with martyrdom, and demonstrating mourning only? The big question is that I started this. And I ask myself, no many millions, am I going to be a better person after this assignment? If we can do that, I begin that Allah has to be a good human child of being this people. This is the value of the spirit. If there is movement, if there is progression, then we have done our Azhar very well.
If not, we continue to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us into goals for everything. What it is, we come to the stage where tonight it is the night of Allah. That we can, that this was a night of Ibadah. This was a night for a lot of sponsorship. This was a night for having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who are in trouble. Those who could not spend it and already left, those who had remained, were steadfast souls. And as we remember, as it is customary, the time we remember the Shahadat of Hazrat Ali. Let me take you back into the history of Islam, when there was another infant, left in the desert, with her mother, with his mother. An infant with Bibi Hajra who was left. And the suffering, the marwa that we do, remind us of the anxiety of that mother, who in the state that the water that was carried was somehow filled by the snake or whatever the incident may be. There was no water for a little while. For a few, perhaps minutes, maybe seconds, maybe hours, the children don't record it. But the mother felt that there was no water for the infant in the heat in the desert, and she was alone. And she walked furiously because suffering mother was trying to find water for the infant. What was the state of that mother? There was no enemy. There was nobody going to ever. That mother and that father who were there in Karbala had seen so much more of this mother. Bibi Hajra had not seen that in her anxiety. And finally, when that infant continued to be his feet, the Dhamdham girl is saying, we pay tribute to the Dhamdham on this day. And let's come back to Karbala. This is the day of Ashura. Al-Yakbar has gone. Abbas is no more. All of Muhammad has given their lives. General Qasim is no more. Habib al-Madari is no more. Zuhair al-Yakin is no more. Imam is left all alone. It is just before that time when Imam would himself be going into battle. And Imam stands up. And as a last resort, as a last message, says, Hazrat Nasir ibn Yansurna. And he hears commotion in the tent. He comes and he was told that the Hazrat Nasir ibn Yansurna call has been answered by Lady Al-Yasgar by throwing himself out of the saddle. Imam looked at him. Mu'mineen, I don't have those words, but let me relate to you. Let me relate to you something that was written in one of the books to see the emotion that in those days, and sometimes even now, fashion players are conducted about Ashura. And usually what happened was that there is no one who would accept to become Hurman even in that fashion. And it so happened in one place that they found a non-Muslim, an atheist, agreed to become Ruman al-Aqbar, being paid a fee, and he comes and then the story is erected. When the story is erected and he was told that all you have to do is not even shoot that arrow on me, all you have to do is just point the arrow at this baby where the Tajah was being conducted. And this man sees the passion of this. He was unable to lift the arrow to say, then how can I even pretend to do something like this? Mu'mineen, this is what the state was. When Imam Hussain al-Islam came the troops back to it and said to his wife, the Lord Rav, I will take you to your this army. Surely they cannot possibly deny it. This little infant, a few drops of water. This is what Hussain says. And he goes up in front of the army. And he says that this child has done you no harm. He is dying of thirst. I'm asking you, I gave you a few drops of water for them. And when there was stern silence, from the army, Imam said that if you are afraid, that when you bring us the same water that I will drink it,
Look, I am putting on the ground. And you can come yourself and give him some water. And Imam lays the Sajali Yasser on his head of Kalaga. And then nothing happens. Imam lifts him up again and says, "Oh, Askar, oh, Askar, my son, show them how thirsty you are." Askar turned his head towards his shoulders, opened his mouth, brought his right tongue and moved his lips. The ultimate sword of Mominia had been unsheathed. It is stated, it is recorded by historians, that upon this action there was a movement in the army. There were people who used to cry, who would start crying, and at that time there was this hukum. There was this hukum for Hunwalai to charge, to start crying, to cut off, and the words that were given by the commander were going to say that now fire an arrow from the answer. All you were remaining to say was, "That's the words of Hussein." This was the emotion. Mominin, I do not, and I don't have the eloquence to actually relate what happened if it is true. It is too gruesome to be able to say what Hunwalai did. All I can say is that upon the arrow being fired, Askar received that arrow, Ajnabi Ali Askar received that arrow, and then Imam with his blood-filled hands, looked at the sky and said, "Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give me courage in this most difficult moment of my life." No prophet ever was subjected to a test as severe as this. إِنَا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ مُؤْمِنِينَ كُلَّ أَفْعَالٍ جَنَابِ أَبِي أَسْرَةِ فِي شَعَادَتِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ جَسَّكَ أَفْلِ السُّنَةِ جیسے کہ آپ نے سنا کہ جب امام حسین علیہ السلام نے المنا سے سنوں کا استغاثہ فرض کیا تو وہاں خیمے میں قرآن بپا ہوا. امام علیہ السلام خیمے میں جاتے ہیں, وہاں دیکھتے ہیں کہ علی اکبر نے اپنے آپ کو اپنے سورے سے گرا لیا ہے. امام نے جناب آباد سے علی اکبر کو لیا, اور جاتے ہیں میدان میں. دور سے لوگ دیکھتے ہیں کہ امام اپنی ابا کے نیچے کیا جا رہے ہیں. لوگ بڑے بڑا کی جایا امام قرآن مجید لے کے آ رہے ہیں. جب آواز اٹھائی تو دیکھا علی اکبر کو دیکھا, اور امام علیہ السلام نے اپنا آواز بلند کیا اور فرمایا, "اے قوم اشیاء, اگر تمہارے خیال میں تمہارے بات کے خیال میں حسین سزاوار ہے تو اس بچے اپنے کو کوئی خطا نہیں. کیا تم نہیں دیکھتے کہ میرا بچہ طرف سے کیسا تڑپ رہا ہے, اس کی ماں کا دودھ بھی خوش ہو رہا ہے, اسے تمہاری سرمانی پلا دو." مومنین, جب کوئی جواب نہ ملا تو علی اکبر کو جلدی ہوئی دیکھ کے امام کے فرماتے ہیں کہ مسلمانوں, اگر تمہیں یہ خیال ہے کہ حسین بچے کے باہر پانی مانگ کر پی لے گا تو لے لو, میں بچے کو زمین پہ گرا دیتا ہوں, تم کھلا کر اپنے آج کے پانی پلا دو. جب کسی نے جواب نہ دیا تو آخر امام علیہ السلام نے بسن کی طرف دیکھ کے کہا کہ بیٹے علی اصغر تیرے باپ نے جو بھی کوشش ہو سکتی تھی وہ اس نے کی. اب بیٹے علی اصغر تم بھی, اب تم میں حسد کا خدا ہو, اے میرے بندہ تو اپنی حسد تمام کرو. ایمان کا کلام سن کر اس معصوم نے اپنی جلی ہوئی گردن اٹھائی, آگے لڑکے اشیا پر جمائی اور ناکاموں کو اپنی دکھی ہوئی زبان اپنے دکھے ہوٹوں میں پھیلانا شروع کی. مستقبل میں کہتا ہوں اللہ رو آپ کو توڑتا ہے, آپ اس چھوٹے سے سپاہی کی چھوٹی شمشیر کے وہ کام کیا ہے کہ لشکر میں بھی تہلکا مچ گیا, دونوں پیر پیر کے رونے لگے. وہاں ہم لوگ کو حکم ہوتا ہے بڑے مثال کو حسین کے کلام کو بند کرو, سر حسین کے کلام کو کاٹ دو. اور یہاں عمران تمام غیر مومنین کو لگا لو, میں متعین کروں کہ وہاں
जब मुक्ता थे, जब मुक्ता थे हुमला को पकड़ा था, उस बात मुक्ता से पूछा के हुमला, अरे हुमला तू भी कभी करकला में रोया था, अरे हुमला तू भी करकला में कभी रोया था, हुमला ने ये जवाब दिया कि हाँ करकला में करकला में जब मैंने देखा कि मेरे पीर ने जो काम किया था उसके बाद वो भी सुन सकोगे के ऊपर ने कहा कि मैंने देखा के बाद अंदर को लेके आगे बढ़ता है और पीछे इतना लिंगा कोई नहेगा जिनके जो वापिस आता है जहाँ मैंने देखा कि घर में जो बच्चा उतर जाए जिस बच्चे की माँ हो उस वक्त उस वक्त मेरा दिल उस वक्त मेरा दिल से लगा कि मैंने ये क्या किया है मोबाइल समझ गए होंगे कि जब उर्मला ने अपने काम किया था उसे नहीं शराब ने इमाम हुसैन अलैहिस्सलाम साहिबों की तरह इस्लाम को लेके जाते हैं आगे बढ़ते हैं कि जब हमारा अशूरा में आकाश में सदा आगे बढ़ते हैं सात में सदा की क्या इसी तरह इमाम हुसैन अलैहिस्सलाम आगे गए पीछे आए आगे गए सात में सदा एक किया आखिर मुआविदीन ये लिखते हैं कि इमाम जाके अपनी तलवार से इमाम ने जाके अपनी तलवार से नंगी सिर का लुटोल के जनाबे अली हसन को दफन किया शायद इमाम ये सोचते होंगे कि जब हमारे घर कलम होंगे तो अली हसन को हम दफन करेंगे तो शायद इनका सर कलम न हो मोमिनी रोजे आजमा के बाद तमाम शुहदा के बाद अली हसन की भी अली हसन का भी सर अली हसन का भी सर इन्ना लिल्लाहि व इन्ना इलैहि राजिऊन।